About 20 people slogged out into the soft soil of Bilek's garden to hear his expert advice. For the past 3 years, Bilek has fed his entire 5-member family all winter long with his garden.
If your idea is that you're going to grow and preserve it and store it and really live on it and really save money on it, I'm just telling you, it takes a lot of space. And the more space, the more work, the more initial investment.
He gave out many helpful tips he has learned by gardening for the last 3 years. He says fish blood is one of the best fertilizers to help your plants grow.
You know, you get your fish and you've got a tote full of fish blood afterward. Dilute it down so it looks like Kool-Aid, kind of a weakish medium type Kool-Aid, and just pour that directly on your plants. Or if you've got, you know, a bunch of stuff out, just kind of splash it out there. And immediately in a week, you'll see a real growth spurt.
Bilek suggests experimenting with different types of vegetables. You never know if something will grow or not, so just try it out. But he says that kale and Asian greens grow great in this area.
That jungle-looking thing over there is Asian greens. That grows so fast, we can't even keep up with it. And it makes yummy salads, or you can use it with stir fries.
He says it's best to wait until after the first week of June to plant your garden to avoid freeze-up issues. In Dillingham, I'm Matt Martin.